Adventures of Uncle Jimmy, a Warner Brothers radio production starring William Farnham. Original story and direction by Edward Lynn. Turned back its days into the fold of the year, spring was almost ready to proclaim its triumphant message to the world. It was, in more than one sense, significant that Rosalind's baby would be born in the lovely month of April. But despite the promise of spring, there was the ever-present threat of winter. And in the affairs of the Stewarts and Uncle Jimmy, there was still considerable bluster. And it was a surprised Uncle Jimmy who heard Robert Stewart say, "Uncle Jimmy, when a wonderful friend like yourself stops arguing with me, reasoning, pleading, well, I must be pretty bad."
"Son, it's your own bed. You've made it. You'll have to sleep in it. I'm through trying to talk a little sense or even decency into you. The next time I go to you or you come to me, I'll be making some pretty strong demands."
"Rosalind would have been better off if she'd never married me. But it's too late now. I don't think she'll have much trouble getting a divorce."
"Oh, I don't think she intends to divorce you. After all, why should an innocent child yet unborn suffer because of your desires? Rosalind's child is entitled to the protection of a father. That child will be as much your responsibility as hers."
"I don't want any more responsibility. I'm not even responsible for myself."
"That doesn't alter the case in the least. Oh, all right. Then go your own way."
Oh, Bobby, here's that $10.
"Oh, I'm glad Rosalind found it. Thanks a lot, Mother Jensen. Bye, everybody."
Bobby lost a $10 bill.
Oh, not that I remember. Well, maybe I shouldn't say.
"Mrs. Jensen, is Bobby borrowing money from you?"
"Why, I'm glad to loan him a bit from time to time. Seems to be short these days. Guess he must be buying things for the baby or putting a dollar toward the doctor and hospital."
"Mr. Stewart told me that the boy has been borrowing money from him, too. The doctor hasn't received a penny."
"Now, maybe he's putting it in a trust fund or..."
"Putting it in good times for these girls."
"Now, that does make me mighty unhappy. Of course, I ain't loaned him a fortune, because I ain't got a fortune. Guess it's around $65 or so."
"Well, if a boy's ever going from bad to worse, it's our Bobby. He's lost all control over himself, his temper, his actions."
"Oh, I'm just hoping that all this stirring up of things ain't going to work a hardship on Rosalind.
Bobby looks forward to just one thing, his freedom. All he thinks of is divorce."
"And at a time like this, I guess it's just because he's young. He don't really understand what marriage means. nor a child a-coming.
Well, if anything happens to Rosalind or her baby, I... Now, why did I say that? What could happen to Rosalind's baby?
Why, nothing, of course. Nothing. Why, we're just all of us so worrying ourselves sick over things that ain't never going to come to pass. Not changing the subject, but I could use another bucket or two of coal. Want to start my bacon.
Well, glad to, Mrs. Jetson.
Now, here's the buckets now. Shovel it up easy and the dust won't get in your lungs. Now, here's the two coal scuttles. I said, here's the two coal scuttles. Uncle Jimmy.
Eh? Oh, yes. Mrs. Jetson.
Yes?
What I think would put a crimp in Mr. Bobby's style, do you know?
What?
I'd like to get hold of the names of some of those girls. If they knew that Bobby was a family man, they might think twice before playing with fire.
Yes, it might help. It might not. Human nature ain't changed a lot. And fire's a mighty fascinating thing.
That may be right. But it's one thing to get just singed a little, and another thing to get burned.
Hello? Oh, yes, Dr. North. Yes, this is Florence. Oh, thanks for returning my call. Oh, no, nothing alarming. Just wanted to find out how Rosalind was. Oh, I'm so glad. No, she didn't say anything else. But you know a mother-in-law's anxiety. How's Bobby feeling? I didn't know he was ill. No, I won't worry. What's that? He had the jitters. Over what? Why, yes, I'll drop in tomorrow. Oh, now, you've known me long enough to know that I won't go all to pieces. Thanks. Oh, how's Helen? We ought to get together for bridge sometime. We don't see anyone anymore. Just like the rest of the world. Obsessed with our own problems. Yes, I'll drop in tomorrow. Goodbye, Doctor. Well...
Mommy, may I go to the basketball game tomorrow night with Frankie?
All right, sweet. Oh, Dorothy, Mother wants you to know that she and Daddy think that Frankie's a mighty nice boy. And I hope he feels perfectly welcome when he calls for you. Oh, look here. Sometime when Mother's less troubled, let's just you and I take a whole day off and give it to ourselves as a present.
You love us all so very, very much, don't you?
Of course I do.
I told Daddy just the other night that I thought you had a lot more gray hair this year than last.
Well,
and I suppose it's silly, but when I saw your hair first start to turn gray, I cried over it. Ask Mrs. Jetson.
You did.
You've had such lovely hair. You're such a beautiful mother. Such a young mother. Oh, Mommy, dearest, never get old. Always be young. Just like you are.
Say, does Uncle Jimmy have to know everything around here? Every bit of my private affairs?
Sorry, Bobby, I'll leave the room. Excuse me, please.
No, Uncle Jimmy, you stay right
now,
here.
Please, Uncle Jimmy. Now, Bobby, you keep your shirt on.
Okay. Well, anyway, since Mom did her swell job of snooping, and Dr. North forgot all about professional ethics...
Dr. North is a friend of this family. Why, he brought Johnny into the world and Dorothy. And besides, you're a minor.
Oh, so that's it, is it? A minor, eh? Well, why don't you put me in an orphanage? Until I'm of age.
A reform school might be better.
Now listen, Florrie, Bobby's got a date, and we don't want to hold him up, so let's get down to cases. Son, who is this girl that you're so worried about?
It's my affair, and I'll see it through. Now, if you give me another 50, I think that'll fix it.
Seems to me that something which involves a moral and legal obligation can't be fixed with money.
Oh, that's what you think. Well, you don't know this Tizzy Blonde. She's a gold digger from the word go.
Oh, Bobby. Bobby, aren't you ashamed at all? Well, you're a married man. Our own boy. Rosalind wasn't good enough for you. That's what I thought once. Now I know that you aren't even worthy of any good girl. Or a bad one, for that matter.
Mom, I won't have you talking to me like that.
Bobby.
Now listen, son. Your mother may not use the right tactics, but she's putting the whole thing very mildly. Now, here's what I will not do. I will not give you another penny, nor permit you to borrow from Mrs. Jensen or your mother until you tell me the name of this girl.
Well, her name is Erna Towney. She lives at the LaBelle Apartments, 321 West 1st Street. Dad, if you get me out of this mess, I swear I'll never...
Never go out again with any woman Rosalind doesn't approve of?
Yes, I promise it. Just get me out of this one scrape. Mom, Dad, Uncle Jimmy, I've just been going nuts the last week. I'm in an awful jam. I've gotten in it so deep, I can't get out of it alone. She said if I didn't come across with more money, she'd give the whole story to the newspaper.
Newspaper?
And disgrace Dad.
Oh, Arnold, the paper.
We'll see you through, Bobby.
Yes, of course.
Oh, yes, Bobby.
Dad, will you go to this woman and tell her that...
No, no. Not your dad, Bobby. We can't involve him. Your Uncle Jimmy and Mitzi Brenton will see this woman. How it looked, Mitzi. Pretty bad. The boy foolishly gave her not just cash, but checks.
Oh.
Gave her presents, wrote letters to her.
Oh. Oh, does Rosalind know?
No, not a word of it. All she senses is that Bobby is terribly upset. Doesn't sleep at night. Wakes up with the jitters.
Mm. I guess this is going to require some careful planning. This girl can't just be bought off with a few dollars. She has a good story. She might want thousands.
It's blackmail.
Yes, I know. The thing we must do is keep it out of the papers. For Mrs. Stewart's sake, for Rosalind's, for all of us.
Well, Uncle Jimmy, how do I look?
Well, Johnny, just 100% elegant.
That's what I thought, too.
Oh, my, and don't you smell nice?
Sure, it's Daddy's shaving lotion.
Oh, I see.
Seeing as how this is the first time Betty's coming over since she had the measles, well, I thought maybe I ought to have a shave.
Oh, shave and a haircut, eh?
Save up. Oh, Johnny, does it look like matrimony just around the corner?
What? Oh, what do you mean, Miss Brenton?
Are you going to marry the girl?
Me? Oh, that all depends. They say the way to a man's heart is through his stomach.
Just listen to the boy.
Personally, all I know about how good a cook Betty is...
This is by proxy. Mother Prentice, you know.
But I'll give the girl a chance. Big-hearted me.
That's what you get for rearing children in a family of grown-ups. He hears all, sees all.
I hope he doesn't tell all. Oh, Uncle Jimmy, I wonder if he heard what we were talking about.
Mitzi.
Oh, not a word of this scandal must ever get back to Rosalind.
So the girl whom Florence Stewart thought was a real menace is now proving a true friend of the family. Robert is certainly in the middle of a very bad situation. Can Uncle Jimmy and Mitzi get him out?